This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
U.S. Marines killed 70 Taliban leaders and terrorists. Is this probably, what, about a week ago? I didn't get a chance to talk about it because so many other things were going on, but I just felt you could use some good news. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Speaking of terrorists, and specifically Muslim terrorists, because we also have the domestic terrorists known as leftists, but you could get more time in prison in the UK for filming Muslim pedophiles in front of a courthouse or putting bacon on the porch of a mosque than you get for raping children. How sick is that? 844-551-8255 if you want to chime in. You can tell people are getting sick of this all over the world. Special treatment being given to the cult of Islam. I don't think of it as a religion, but people getting thrown in jail over this stuff, and people are going, you know what, enough is enough. This rape culture, this, you know, turn the other cheek and everybody try to get along with them is driving people crazy, and particularly men. See, real men, see what's going on there? Real men hold their women in esteem. And so when this culture comes in, by the way, invited, not even an invading horde like the Vikings, but come in and, you know, your good nature says, welcome. We understand you're escaping tyranny, and you come in and then you start raping women and children and then talking down the culture that brought you in. Real men go, we're not putting up with this. Even French men are going, we do not like to do what is happening here. We may have to take off our skirts and, take off our bras and our panties, and we will fight these people. Well, I hope you do. But I will tell you this. Italy is saying enough is enough. Italy's interior ministry, the far-right firebrand, a guy by the name of Matteo Salvini, has declared that one of the new populist government's top priorities is going to be to send them home. He says he will keep his campaign promise to round up thousands of undocumented immigrants in Italy and send them back. Notice what I said. Undocumented. Mm-hmm. These are the people, you know, they tell you, oh, it's open borders in Europe. This guy said enough is enough. What I tell you, Italian men are like, we will have no more of this. This is no longer going to happen. We're going to send these Muslims back with where they belong, to their pigsties. The political chaos, I'm reading, that has engulfed Italy in recent weeks has centered on questions about whether the government, which was sworn in on Friday and is led by the virtually unknown Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, will take a tough line on Italy's fiscal commitments in Brussels. See, they all got to pay this EU thing. And the EU says, hey, you're going to take in these Muslims and you're going to be assimilating with them and you're going to let them get on your welfare programs and you will do this because that is the way of the new world order and the globalization of the world and blah, 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 blah. And Giuseppe Conte and Matteo Salvini say, we don't care what you think. We are not going to abide by your stupid rules. So they're like, no. We're done. These are men. See, Italian men saying enough is enough. He said, Salvini's rise to power from talk radio host, excuse me, on his party's show, to his appointment to one of Italy's most powerful government positions with oversight of domestic security, civil rights, immigration, asylum, and elections could force more dramatic change. Did you get the hint? You seeing the parallels here? You got a firebrand you know, named this Salvini, who was appointed by the new prime minister, Giuseppe Conte. And Giuseppe and Matteo have said enough is enough. It sounds like Donald Trump and Kevin Jackson. You know that guy, Kevin Jackson? Man, he's a radio talk show host and a real firebrand. If you haven't heard his show, you better check it out. It's at kjradio.com. Ah, a little self-congratulation there, you know. Yeah, but look, I'm just saying, Italy's got its Donald Trump, and there are people behind them that he's appointed that are saying, we're going to put an end to this craziness of what we've been experiencing. Hours after the government was approved by Italian President Sergio Mattarella, Salvini said Italy was going to take a tougher approach. Here's a quote. Open doors in Italy for good people and a one-way ticket for those who come to Italy to create commotion and think they will be taken care of. Send them home will be one of our top priorities. Now, let me tell you something. If you don't think Brexit in England was a direct result of Trump's tough stance in America, you're sadly mistaken. If you don't think Salvini came to rise because of Donald Trump and what we are now exporting in America, you are sadly mistaken. This guy, Salvini, was part of what they call the far-right League, a nationalist party used to favor secession, and he campaigned on the pledge to deport 500,000 migrants who are living illegally in Italy. Now, the left will tell you guys like him don't exist. They want you to believe that everybody in Europe loves their new Muslims. Oh, yeah, we love our Muslims. They're good people. No, they're not. In Italy and many countries in Europe are passing laws saying you can't say anything bad about these guys or you will go to prison. Look at this guy, Tommy Robinson, filming somebody. Filming pedophiles, and it's a cover-up. And I don't know how far and wide it reaches, but I'll tell you this. You want to see somebody exploiting children for their own personal gratification, particularly sexually so, I'll show you 99% of the time a leftist. They'd be ashamed of themselves. One-way ticket, 500,000 people. Consider the population of Italy and how many this guy wants to deport, and ask yourself if you think the United States has a shot at this. I mean, we're the ones leading the way, but I'm just saying, we're going to have a lot of allies. Undoubtedly. Hey, when we come back, I want to talk about Trey Gowdy. I'm a fan of Trey Gowdy. I met up with him a couple times, but I got to tell you, I'm getting a little suspect.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What in the heck is up with Trey Gowdy? God, this dude used to be my boy. Now I don't know. I don't even trust Trey Gowdy. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. So I have a friend of mine, sweetest lady in the world. I'd do anything for. Her name is Catherine, and she's an investor with me in Tea Party Community. .org. And so we were having a discussion, and she says to me, she sent me a text, Kevin, I don't trust Trey Gowdy. So I called her up. I'm like, Catherine, what are you talking about? She's like, Kevin, he's a snake. And she goes on, and I'm saying, Catherine, no way, whatever. She goes, Kevin, I'm telling you he is, but I'm going to defer for the time being. It wasn't 2 weeks later. This has been months ago. I went, Trey Gowdy, now that you got me looking at him differently, I'm suspect. And now the dude is going bananas. So here's the story that came out of I don't even know where it came from, but it says, Trey Gowdy recently suggested the FBI did nothing wrong when it used at least one government informant to secretly collect information on Donald Trump's presidential campaign. Public reports indicate, however, that Gowdy never even reviewed The relevant documents on the matter subpoenaed by Congress. In fact, a spokeswoman for Gowdy told the Federalist that the congressman doesn't even know what the documents and records were subpoenaed by the House, the House Select Committee on Intelligence. The briefing Gowdy and other lawmakers attended was scheduled at the behest of the White House after the DOJ obstructed the subpoena. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein likened this agency's constitutionally obligated congressional oversight of DOJ to extortion. And although Gowdy intimated that the information he received in a briefing last week made clear the FBI did nothing wrong, numerous reports from multiple news outlets indicated that the lawmakers DOJ invited to the briefing were not given access to all of the documents. So what's he doing coming out saying this? Other comments Gowdy made during the television interviews raised questions about how firm a grasp he has on the investigation and concerns the investigation has raised. Ugh, man. How do you come out and say, look, they put a spy in the Trump campaign and didn't tell him. And Gowdy, I think they may have a right to do that. You know, it's a good thing. Ever since, remember when Gowdy said he was leaving Congress and then suddenly he wasn't leaving Congress? I don't know what it is. I don't know whether this dude, Gowdy got caught with, who knows? You never know what they have on you in D.C. Something's up. And here's a clip, because what's funny, Catherine's saying this, she said this, no exaggeration, a year ago. And I didn't believe her. Then 2 weeks later, I found out, something's up. And then as I've been tracking him, we finally get to this moment where other people are going, now that, maybe something is amiss. So let me play this clip of people now starting to question Gowdy.
But I don't know if he went to the dark side or what's going on here. So why would Trey Gowdy, who understands credibility, understands lying, understands a courtroom, talk to Christopher Wray, Rod Rosenstein, and say, I haven't seen the documents, but hey, I believe everything they're saying. That's hogwash.
Well, look, I disagree with his analysis, and it goes to what Jim said, is obviously they should have just told candidate Trump if this was something that they were really concerned about. Instead, they chose to take an aggressive posture vis-a-vis the entire campaign, and they continued that. They launched this massive counterintelligence investigation based off Papadopoulos saying something to Downer, and we now know, Judge, when Downer reported that to U.S. authorities, he didn't even mention email. It was supposedly, the emails got hacked. He heard about emails. There was never a discussion about emails. So the start of this is as thin as you can possibly be. And I would also say there was more information or evidence that would require you to surveil Hillary's campaign than Trump's campaign. Look at the national security implications with the emails. Look at the Clinton Foundation. Look at the fact that they were paying a foreign national, Christopher Steele, to collect dirt on candidate Donald Trump. And yet they never took any aggressive actions vis-a-vis Hillary. It's a big double standard.
So that was DeSantis at the end, but Judge Jeanine, obviously, at the beginning, talking about Gowdy was a hero to her. I think many people share that. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's KJ, Kevin Jackson Radio Show, KJRadio.com. I think the biggest issue to me and what Catherine made me reflect on as I considered Trey Gowdy is the fact that nothing gets accomplished. Gowdy goes in there. He's asking the tough questions. This dude I've told many people. I said it on this show. I would hate to be under the Inquisition of Gowdy in questioning. If you've done something wrong, man, this dude knows how to get in and he knows the law and he's going, this is the language that you need to use here. So-and-so, Senator so-and-so, or, Director Comey. And you're just listening to him. I would be riveted. And so he'd twist these guys into knots and he'd say, well, this doesn't hold water and that doesn't do this. And at the end, it's completely logical. And you go, okay, Trey Gowdy just pummeled Comey into a puddle of mush. And then nothing happens.
Comey would go, Gowdy would go, well, you know, we don't have any oversight over that. I mean, I would refer it up to so-and-so. Then do it. If the next step, you know, if every time you get to something, it's like, okay, here's a cliffhanger, but it doesn't resolve itself in the next episode, you're going, well, okay. So whether it's Fast and Furious or it's IRS with Lois Lerner, remember all that testimony? I mean, I don't know all the things Gowdy was over, but he was over quite a bit. And I remember the dude was a rock star. When I was in D.C., I was at an event there, and Trey came over, and it was like, Gowdy's here. Man, I got up to go find him. Got up, shook hands with him, somebody took a picture. I didn't do a selfie, but they took a picture of us, and I was glad to meet him. I wasn't like a schoolgirl, like, oh my God, Mr. Gowdy. It wasn't like that, but I was glad to meet him. I was like, man, I like this dude. He's a cool cat. And I told him I appreciated his work, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I'm telling you, Kat, that was probably 3-4 years ago. But when Catherine told me, Kevin, watch this guy. He's all talk. He's smoke, no fire. And I was like, come on, Catherine. Because I was in the Judge Jeanine camp. The dude's a hero. Does nothing. Here's my only point. If you came to me and you were like, Kevin, you got all these ideas. And by the way, this is what a lot of groups do. You got all these ideas, but you don't execute. Great. Full of ideas. You met people like this? They got an answer for everything. Just don't ask them to do it.
Well, you know, if your sink's leaking, I mean, you know, you just want to take a look at the trap. You know, and then you can do so-and-so. And, I mean, I think that, you know, there's a thing that you can look at and do that and the other. And, you know, well, hey, Chuck, while you're here, you want to take a look at it? Oh, no, I'm not prepared to do that.
I just talk. What is it, the commercial where they go, I'm a, you know, I'm just a watcher of whatever. I don't actually do anything. That's what I see Gowdy as now. I see him completely different. Look, you judge for yourself, but I'm convinced he's not what we think he is.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced that he has canceled 3 weeks of the chamber's month-long August recess. Earlier today, McConnell explains his actions.
We think we have a good chance of passing a number of appropriation bills. In order to do that, and in order to deal with this nominations backlog, it's necessary for us to be here in August and to do our work.
President Trump is changing his tune regarding a NAFTA deal with Canada and Mexico. White House National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow has the details.
You know, yesterday we met with the president a couple times, and he is very seriously contemplating kind of a shift in the NAFTA negotiations. His preference now, and he asked me to convey this, is to actually negotiate with Mexico and Canada separately. He prefers bilateral negotiations.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I gotta tell you, I don't like the idea of Donald Trump giving Martha Stewart a pardon. She has been anti-Trump. And there's a picture of her where she's like giving a peace sign to Snoop and shooting the finger to Trump. I hope somebody gets him that picture so he can remember that. Now, he may do it and try to say, I'm not being vindictive. But I don't think that's the right move. The other thing that he hinted is he might free Blagojevich. I don't know why he would do that. I'm just letting you guys know, I don't like those moves. Don't free Martha Stewart if she was insider trading and then she wants to flip him the finger. Now, if Martha Stewart wants to say, you know what, I did the wrong thing, I do support the president, then give her clemency, because the likelihood of her having done anything more than any of the congressmen in terms of insider trading is ridiculous, but that's another deal. But don't give her anything with the way she's treated him. And it isn't being vindictive. It's just saying, look, I'm not going to treat people that mistreat me that way. Now, he may see it as a good PR move. I'll be honest with you. It could be good. But I'm going to tell you, there's nothing you're going to tell me that's good about Blagojevich. Blagojevich tried to sell the Senate seat. And I understand that's the way politics works in this country. But Donald Trump's supposed to be draining the swamp. Now, who did Blagojevich upset to where he ended up in prison? I don't know, and I don't even care. He's a Democrat that was running a big city with an iron fist, and I'm happy to see that he's there. So, I mean, look, some of these moves are good, others are not. Jack Johnson, you guys know how I feel about Jack Johnson. Hey, it was Jack Johnson is a hero, and he's a hero for a lot of reasons. He was America. He made America have to recognize what was going on in the way of race relations in a way that they had never even considered up to that point. Jack Johnson is a hero. And it was funny, I had meetings with some folks over the past week, and I told them, did you know Jack Johnson was an inventor? I mean, these are black folks that I was meeting with, and they go, I didn't know that, Kevin. I went, yeah. Guy has two patents for sure. They think he had a third. One was a hydraulic lift mechanism. And he's a bon vivant, ahead of his time. So for Trump to do that, great. And you know what? I will give Donald Trump credit for this. He brings up these controversial, whether you like them or not, these people he's going to free. And he says, here's where it is, and I'm not waiting until I'm out of office. I'll do it now. Barack Obama freed, I don't know, 2,000 he freed people at the end of his presidency where you couldn't even say anything. It was like, okay, let me let all these criminals out. And that's what he did. Now, during his presidency, he freed lots of criminals, mostly gangbangers from Mexico, MS-13, people like that. That's who he freed. But the freedom, I guess the one that I really want to talk about is my buddy Dinesh D'Souza. And, you know, can you imagine, you're a criminal, and, I mean, Dinesh D'Souza, think about this. Does this guy bring up, when you think of arch criminal, a person deserving to go to prison, do you think of Dinesh D'Souza? I don't. But yeah, so D'Souza gets freed, and here's the article that I read about. It says, it adds, we can't afford to wait to see who will be next. Lawmakers must act now to close New York's double jeopardy loophole. Now, this is a person complaining about D'Souza getting a presidential pardon. And he's saying that the leftists are getting caught up in they're putting themselves in the death spiral because Trump can free Dinesh D'Souza. In the scheme of things, Dinesh D'Souza did nothing. He did something that happens every political cycle. I promise you he did. And it wasn't even as egregious as Rosie O'Donnell, who we know for a fact used different names and donated money. She should be in prison, no doubt. And don't even get me started on what happens at the bigger level. The only reason Dinesh D'Souza went to prison is because the president of the United States at the time, that black baby black Jesus, I call him, he got mad at D'Souza because D'Souza was against him. And he put the full force of the government against D'Souza. Simple as that. Now, I want you to juxtapose that scenario with what's happening to Donald Trump right now. That the long game that these people are playing to try to get him. The only thing that's going to keep Donald Trump out of prison, the few things are, Donald Trump's tenacity and the fact that he's in charge. That's it. That's what's keeping him out of prison. He controls the government and understands it now, and he gets more and more adept at dealing with it. That's why you're not going to hear much about Mueller's investigation's over. I don't care what they tell you, it's over. And I've already made this prediction, but I want to say this because I don't want people to forget that I said it. November the 2nd, once the Congress is yet again reassured that the Republicans are going to hold the House, all bets are off. Democrats are toast. That, if you want to look for a day that's Armageddon, November the 3rd, 2018 is Armageddon for the Democrats. That's what I'm telling you. So Dinesh D'Souza gets railroaded, and this New York City legislator says, we can't afford to wait to see who will be next, meaning who's going to get pardoned next. Lawmakers need to close New York's double jeopardy loophole. So they want to close a loophole that says once you've been prosecuted and found innocent, you cannot be retried for that. And they want to do it. Why? Because of this arch criminal, Dinesh D'Souza. See, she goes on to say, and ensure that anyone who evades federal justice by virtue of a political expedient pardon can be held accountable if they violate New York law. Now, D'Souza, I believe, lived in New York at the time, and that was supposedly that was the law he violated. Was what he did was theoretically say, hey, I want five people to come to my house for a fundraiser. We can only give $2,500. I've already given my $2,500, but I'm going to give each of you five $2,500 that you can give to the candidate. That's what he did. And now, it may very well be illegal. I mean, I'm sure it is. But I promise you, that happens millions of times every year in this country. I'm not going to tell on some people, but I know this happened. I was at an event, and a guy said, I was there with a group of friends. These were Democrats. And I won't even mention it because I don't want to get anybody in trouble. And the statute of limitations is probably over, but it doesn't matter. And a buddy of mine said to one of his friends, will you write the check for, you know, this particular campaign? And I'm going to give you the money in cash. You write the check to my buddy because I can't give him any more money. I watched that happen. These were Democrats. Now, friends of mine, it was city politics. And, yeah, I don't care. It's my golfing buddy. The race had no significance to me. And to be honest with you, I wasn't overly political at the time. But he was like, yeah, can you do it? My buddy said, yeah, no problem. So he gave him the money, and they wrote the check. And it was that simple. And it happens all the time. Now, I don't think the super rich should be able to go to like a $25,000 or $50,000 event and hand out money to everybody and then have them donate to the candidate that they like. But this, in this case, it was $500, I want to say, at the event I was at. So, look, I don't want to prostitute politics. It already is to some degree. And I understand that we shouldn't be doing that. And there should be a slap on the wrist that's significant. Like, whatever amount you gave, you got to pay 10 times more. So if a fat cat wanted to do that and you find out that he did $50,000 to a bunch of people and the total tab was $1 million, he gets fined $10 million. You know, make it graduated. Make it to where it hurts so bad to do it that you never want to do it. But should this guy go to jail for that? Now, I think there are bigger crimes than that, personally. And I know they gave the numbers for D'Souza, and it was in the thousands of dollars. And I doubt if it even really impacted the election to that degree. And I want to be clear. I'm not condoning it. I'm not at all. But people had done it before. They got their fine and a slap on the wrist, but not D'Souza. So anyway, back to this story. So this guy says that it's wild that anti-Trumpism has evolved to the point where some of its subscribers are itching to throw the Supreme Court affirm constitutional protections provided by the Fifth Amendment for double jeopardy out the window. Whatever ills has brought Trump, they say Trump has brought upon America, they pale in comparison to officials who would characterize American civil rights as legal loopholes. And then she says, call it what it is. The writer, an obvious attempt by prosecutors to manipulate legislation for political purposes. These are the things that we have to fight against. These are the things that the left constantly claim they're the keepers of truth, the purveyors of truth, when in fact they're the worst case. They want to tear down the Constitution, and they want to do it because it's politically expedient. Crazy people.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I talked earlier about Howard Schultz, and I think this guy's a tool. I think he's a racist, and I hope that, I don't even hope, I'm going to put so much pressure on guys like Howard Schultz that they're going to be afraid. These capitalists are going to be afraid to be social justice warriors, to be socially engineering their companies. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Got some news on Howard Schultz. I talked about him earlier. I talked about my appearance on Fox News. We didn't have the clip ready, but we have it ready now. And I called him a racist because I believe that Howard Schultz is a co-conspirator to the leftists, and he's one of these guys that's so brainwashed into believing that what he does is good, he doesn't see the other side of the argument. And he lives in a cocoon of ignorance, surrounded by leftists who are just praising him for his efforts. Howard, it was a brave thing that you did to recognize that these two black men, it's such an affront to them. They were accosted in one of the stores, wanting to use the bathroom. I saw a graphic of a tree, and I'm not kidding you, hypodermic needles stuck in the tree. The tree probably can't live, it's so doped up. And my first thought when I saw it was, anybody want to guess what state this is in? California. And I'm only guessing, but where else would you see junkies that have deposited their hypodermic needles in the tree? And it looks like a shrine, like, you know, like a tribute to a fallen junkie. Oh, man, there went Ray Ray. He was such a good junkie. He always had the best stuff, you know? It's pathetic how these people behave, and they're not challenged. What bugs me is when we allow these people these crazy indulgences, and nobody says anything. And if you propose things that will help people turn their lives around, like welfare to work, or drug testing before you can get public services and all that, that's just terrible. You're violating their human rights. And all this other nonsense. These people are the worst racists on the planet. They are openly in your face racist. Howard Schultz, here's a simple way to look at this situation that happened in Philadelphia. If it were two white guys, would you know that they didn't get to use the bathroom in Philadelphia? How many times have white folks gone to use a bathroom somewhere and they say no? Or they read the signs and don't go in and even try. But let two black guys, and suddenly it's all about the racial insensitivity of America. Did Howard Schultz even look at the statistics? If only two black guys have complained in one store out of 8,000 statistically, do you really think that you're that racist? This is what bothers me. No common sense, no pushback. And what we should be doing is picketing Starbucks and saying, what are you talking about? Racial insensitivity. We should have their stockholders saying, what are you talking about? Our bathrooms are available for everybody. Starbucks is not in the business of bathrooms. It's in the business of selling overpriced coffee. But we let them get away with it. Anyway, I was on Fox. I talked about it earlier. And Brian Kilmeade, after I said Howard Schultz is a racist, Brian Kilmeade wants to tell me, oh, surely, Kevin, you don't believe that about Howard Schultz. Maybe it's his policies or whatever. No, it isn't. It is the unconscious racism that says, I'm only going to respond when it's black people. That I'm only going to look at blacks and talk about the inequalities of a country where black people are highly successful. That is a racism of low expectations. Don't try to correct me. And I want to play the clip. And I got to tell you, one of the worst interviews, I look at these guys, they're phoning in their jobs. Kilmeade is wildly popular. Now look, maybe he had a bad day. Maybe he just had a bad segment. It was a terrible interview. Detached, wasn't even really paying attention. So busy trying to get everything in that he's not really looking at the bigger picture. But here's the interview.
All right, glad you're up. Hope you're dressed. Many critics have blamed President Trump's rhetoric for the rise of racial tensions in America, including Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz, for example.
Probably has given license to people to feel as if they can emulate and copy the kind of behavior and language that comes out of this administration.
Wow, how's that? Ming, that's a big jump. Do comments like these do anything to advance dialogue, or is it simply looking for a scapegoat? Here to discuss this, the philosophy of Starbucks as well as the philosophy of Howard Schultz is Kevin Jackson, CEO of Blacksphere and Fox News contributor. Kevin, do you agree?
Howard Schultz needs to stick to selling coffee. This guy has stepped on more Guatemalans and Colombians than you can shake a stick at, and suddenly he wants to take up the cause of blacks in America. Howard Schultz hasn't gotten the memo that blacks do pretty well in America. And under President Trump, They're doing exceptional. Look at the gap between now unemployment between whites and blacks. He just appointed a black general to the Marine Corps. He freed three blacks a couple of black kids who had done some crimes in China. Blacks are the most employed than they've been in history. What more does Donald Trump need to do to demonstrate that he has nothing to do with this so-called racial rhetoric? What's funny, Brian, is that the left always talks about this unconscious racism. The biggest unconscious racism are the people like Howard Schultz, who are the biggest racists on the planet.
Right.
He wants the America to believe that it takes him and a day of atonement for his company in order for blacks to be successful in this company, in this country, rather, when all around Howard Schultz are nothing but successful blacks.
I don't think that, and I'm sure you don't mean that Howard Schultz is a racist. You may say maybe some of his policies have a boomerang. I get that.
I do believe this president owes some responsibility for normalizing racism, even if he's not necessarily the originator.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
That's absolutely not the case, and Brian, you don't need to correct me. Yes, I do believe Howard Schultz is a racist in the sense that he believes that he is better than blacks in this country, and it's going to take somebody like him who's going to have to help us.
All right, hold it.
Now, you can hear Brian just looking for, I got to move on to the next topic. Because they added a topic during that, before I went on, they added a topic. And I understand you want to get it in, but I'm going to get in this point. And here's what I'm really proud of. I'm proud that a lot of people were like, Kevin, I'm glad you got that point, and I'm glad you didn't let Brian demagogue the issue and make it sound like he was speaking for you. People were tweeting, Brian, who the heck do you think you are speaking for Kevin Jackson? But they wouldn't have done it had I not gotten it in. Now, here's the bigger point to all of this. People tell me all the time, Kevin, those aren't your opinions. That's what Fox tells you to say. No, it isn't. And that's a perfect example where I said to the host of the show, you're not going to tell me what to say. You're not going to put words in my mouth. I meant what I said. And you know what I was doing? I was speaking to all of the people in corporate America who are held hostage by the notion that if they're not PC, then their corporations can't survive. Let me tell you something about how corporations survive. The more non-PC you are, the more you're likely to survive. Just go look around. And you be the judge for yourself. Anyway, I want to go back to Howard Schultz. So I find out Howard Schultz is stepping down from his role as executive chairman effective June 26th. He sent this memo out on Monday. Now, he's the architect of Starbucks, overpriced coffee. It was a single coffee shop that opened in Seattle's Pike Peak Marketplace in 1971. And he joined in 1972 as director of operations and marketing. And he is responsible for growing this brand. I take nothing away from him as a business person and even as a person wanting to do something good for the community and all these other things. Even though, as I said, he's stepping on a lot of Guatemalans and Colombians in doing so, because he's not leaving that money over there. He's taking major profits and now becoming this social justice warrior trying to socially engineer America. Now, here's what they write. Schultz's latest leadership transition sparked speculation about his potential political plans. He's been a supporter of former President Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton during her bid for president. Some have questioned whether he will pursue his own presidential bid. I say to Howard Schultz, bring it. I'm going to do exactly what the left did when Trump was going to run. Bring it. This is a guy who practically ran Starbucks into the ground when he decided he was going to thwart President Trump's travel ban on Muslims, the same travel ban that Barack Obama did. But the only time Schultz decided he was going to do something about it was when it was under Trump. He supported Hillary Clinton. She's a big loser. He supported Barack Obama. Do I really need to go back through the things that he's done while he was president, losing 1,080 seats, costing people a fortune in the basic staples of life, giving us the least safe country since America's founding practically, and having ruined our economy, spending trillions of dollars and doing his crony capitalism, actually making race relations worse, and Howard Schultz likes that because he gets to play Mr. Fix-It. Bring it, Howard Schultz. We'll kick your butt just like we kicked Hillary's.
He won't
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.